Get ready for an unforgettable VIP entertainment offer. For those who can afford it, there are a limited number of VIP tickets available for an up-close and personal concert experience. The Indlovu Youth Choir, winners of America's Got Talent, will be performing live on the 3rd of June at the Manor House in Salt Rock, together with support acts for Randa Panda, the Black Lapels, and more. The VIP experience allows you to watch the concert from the veranda, enjoy superb local tapas, and meet the artists personally. Rub shoulders with Simon Cowell and George Clooney's favorite new act before their prestigious Carnegie Hall appearance and North American tour. Tickets for the VIP experience are R1,000 each, available online from web tickets right now. Don't miss this unforgettable show. Indlovu Youth Choir, live at the Manor House Salt Rock. Brought to you by ZA Fest and Seton Estate.
And hold that thought, baby. Because at 26 minutes to 3 o'clock... we have a special guest in the studio, Shan Faree, influencer of the rich and famous, advisor to the stars. And listen, it's lovely to have you in the studio. And it's really, really great that you are part of this entire ZA Fest Indlovu Youth Choir event, because it's a monster. And I think a lot of people don't understand fully how exciting this is. Not just the fact that this group of musicians, young musicians, and the support acts are among the best in the world, in my humble opinion, and not just my opinion, you have plenty to say on the matter, but the event is so exciting because it's the beginning of something much bigger. So tell us about it, Shan.
Oh, Dave, it is so exciting, and I'm thrilled to be on board with ZA Fest on this. I mean, I take any opportunity to bring people together to celebrate the good in life, and there's a lot of negativity going around, and I just think it's a beautiful opportunity for togetherness. And obviously with the Indlovu Youth Choir playing, it is going to bring so much warmth and just that African atmosphere together, South African atmosphere, and a beautiful celebration of life.
It's a nice venue, and the group of entrepreneurs that have come together to stage this event and the events going forward are, in my opinion, and you've got your opinion on the subject as well, we'll see if they coincide, but I think that they're some of the most creative people, certainly some of the most organized and some of the most together and some of the most exciting, and they also have flipping nice guys.
They really are.
So, you know, it's definitely going to be something much bigger than just more a show, you know, because we have lots of shows in Ballito. Come along and see the show. Some of them are dreadful. Some of them are marvelous. But the problem is you get the dreadful and the marvelous, and it kind of no separation. So how do you know? Well, you know, because look at the caliber of people that are involved. Firstly, you've got one of the most exciting in terms of the vibe that they are creating globally, South African music groups ever. I mean, you know, to win America's Got Talent and to be on it twice. I don't think any act, well, might be I'm wrong. Do you know, has any other act been on twice?
All I know is when I told my kids are AGT fanatics, and they heard that the Indlovu Youth Choir was coming, they literally bounced off the ceiling.
So you see, there are people that are in this country, you know, we're so diverse in terms of our culture and musical taste and entertainment taste. It's sometimes difficult to find an act that crosses boundaries. This is one that does.
It absolutely does.
Hey, I mean, they'll thrill everyone, irrespective, because they are not in a pigeonhole. Unusual thing. That's fantastic. And then the support acts are also just amazing. But I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the actual concept of the ZA Fest. What do you know about it?
So, Dave, I know that this is the start of beautiful things to come. It is going to be fabulous. You touched on the organizers. They have thought of every single detail. The event itself is going to be fabulous for families, for absolutely anyone going. The children are going to be occupied. They can meet a real mermaid. Little girls can meet a real mermaid.
A real mermaid.
A real mermaid.
Wow. You know, I think if people understand, if you've ever been to the Rage Village, which is generally built well out of the city limits, Night Bush City. May she rest in peace. But outside, because, you know, there's always a lot of volume. And the extreme events guys build that village. It is extraordinary. I went round, I couldn't believe it is the biggest dome I've ever seen. And then all the ancillary bits and pieces. Just the sound, the lighting, the colors, the vibe, the geometric patterns. And because they are 100% invested in this, they've told me that this is not just going to be, we're going to hoy the oaks out there on a couple of boxes with a plank on the top of it and that's the show. Irrespective, I know the weather's looking fantastic, but even if it threatens to snow, they will have the right accommodation for everyone. So you will never be out there in the, whatever the weather brings. That's for starters. Secondly, the staging is going to be next level. It's not just going to be a plank on the top of a couple of crates. And then I would imagine, because it's at that lovely manor house precinct, it's all just next level. So the negatives are, I think, if I have to be brutally honest, the negatives are that you probably haven't got your tickets yet.
Exactly. And this is what Durbanites do, is they wait to see what the weather is like, what the weather's doing.
Typically. Now, I've got to mention, of course, that's because not because they haven't sold tickets. Tickets are flying.
Yes, they are.
But we want everyone to experience the joy of this event. And you've only got, what day is it today? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 2.5 days left to get your tickets. Mm. And you can do it on the day. You can, I suppose. But why? Why risk it? Because, there's a limit. There is a limit.
And speaking about tickets, the VIP section only has 100 people.
Let's talk about that for a second. The VIP experience. This is going to be, are you going to be there?
Yes, I will.
So you will be able to rub shoulders with Shan Free, get your picture taken with her, and of course the artists as well. And it'll be on the patio of the manor house, beautiful tapas, and you're in rarefied company. You know, only the very best, darling. it's a big ticket item. You know, it's $1,000 a ticket. And if you've got the wherewithal, you can enjoy something really special. But as you say, they're limited.
Limited to 100 people only. First come, first serve. Those are selling out like hotcakes.
Yeah, and you can get your tickets right now, by the way. Just stop the car. It doesn't matter, on the highway. Just stop. I'm giving you permission because you've got to use your phone now. Go on to WebTickets, webtickets.co.za, and buy your tickets. Yes. You can get those VIPs before they go.
The link is in my bio.
And if you are an entrepreneur, you could buy a couple of those VIP tickets right now at par. And I'm telling you, Saturday morning, you'll double your money.
This is why you're in the game.
We're not encouraging it. That's called scalping. We don't encourage that. But Shan, it's so fantastic that you're on board. And no doubt, because you have a huge, massive following, I'm sure that many of those will be there because, well, you're going to be there. It's exciting.
It is very exciting. I can't wait to have people all together, Dave. Yeah. Like I said, you know, I remember being locked down during COVID times, and I said to myself and my husband, I said, there is not a chance, if anything comes to Durban, that I'm missing out again, because we've taken so many things for granted and we couldn't do it for so long. And now we have the opportunity to enjoy company, being out together, celebrating South Africa, celebrating life, and this is going to be a spectacular time to do it.
I reckon you're absolutely on the money there, and we look forward to being together on Saturday at the Manor House. That's where Seton is. If you've never been, well, it's an opportunity for you to get out and explore, because that's the next big thing in terms of property development. Ooh, it's going to be magnificent. This part of the world just is special and getting more special by the day. So come along to the festival that is going to launch, or the event that is going to launch, a festival that is going to be eventually, if everyone's dreams and vision comes to fruition, it's going to be extraordinary. You know, think Grahamstown, the festival, the National Standard Bank Festival of the Arts. Think Hilton Arts Festival. Those were benchmarks in their time. I think their time has passed. I think the next big one is going to be here on the North Coast.
Agreed.
Watch this space. My very special guest, the lovely Shan Faree. We're going to put up a picture shortly of how beautiful she looks with me. I'm sorry about that.
Not at all.
No, I'm just joking. It's going to be fantastic to be there on Saturday. You're most welcome to buy tickets on web tickets. If you want to go directly to Pick and Pay, they've got a booth there that's selling tickets direct. So there's no excuse not to enjoy what is there for you to enjoy. Let's, as you say, things may be kind of in patches, very, very depressing, but there are these moments that come few, but they do come. And when they come, you got to seize the day.
Absolutely.
Carpe diem. Thank you, Shan, for joining me.
Thank you, Dave.
And we'll see you on Saturday.
Yes.
Okie dokie, the afternoon show is brought to you proudly by Midwest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. I'm Dave Charles with you until later today.